Camus has a right hamstring strain. He's going to be week to week. Michael Kendricks came out of the game fine with the rib contusion from the week before, and he's sore, but he's going to be okay. Benny Logan obviously is getting better with the groin strain. Ron Brooks ruptured his right quad tendon, so he'll be missed for the rest of the year. He's going to have surgery here in the next few days, so we're going to miss him obviously. And then Jordan Matthews. Just has some tendonitis in his left knee. He's going to be fine. Leo came out of the game actually exceptionally well. He's a little sore today, but he's going to be okay. And then Jason Peters, right bicep strain. Nothing structurally anything, no muscle tears or anything like that. So he's just a strain. He'll be fine. He'll be good for this week. So those are the injuries.
What's your plan for replacing Ron Brooks at cornerback?
Yeah, right now we're taking a look at that. Obviously, we have C.J. Smith there that we've activated, so we'll continue to look there. But that's the plan going forward.
What does that mean for Malcolm Jenkins, who played in the slot when Ron was down during the game? Is that going to be his role going forward?
Yeah, I would think that it would be very similar to what we've seen. Jalen on the outside, and then Malcolm coming down inside and playing the nickel spot, and Jalen Watkins being back there a little bit, and with Leo being healthy now, gives you a little more depth. But we got to continue to look at getting CJ some more reps probably during the week to have a full complement of secondary help.
We'd be exploring trade options.
That would be something for Howie.
Aaron Grimes,
yeah, right now until I hear any more. I mean, he was, we had him in camp and he hasn't played ball, so it's, we gotta see where he's at.
How do you think Jalen Watkins did serve as like the third safety in those situations?
Jalen came in and played good, played well. He was in on a few plays. Around the quarterback a few times and a couple blitzes and he's a guy that obviously now is going to have to increase his workload, but I think he stepped up and did a nice job watching the tape this morning.
As much as you guys struggled the week before when at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, yesterday it seemed like you guys won both of those battles, or at least held your own more. How do you account for 1 week to the next?
It's just this way this business works. It's the National Football League. It's sometimes a struggle each week. It's the competition, the way the game goes, how you're feeling that particular day. But both units really took it upon themselves to play better, and we saw that right away in the game, and it just carried over for four quarters, and both units really. Again, our defensive line getting after the offensive line of Minnesota and putting pressure on Sam and being disruptive there. And then our offensive line pass protecting and run blocking against, in my opinion, a great defensive front. So, yeah, it's just every man, each unit did a nice job.
What's your level of concern with Ryan Matthews fumbling?
Well, it's definitely a concern, and we don't want to see it, especially in those situations, 4 minute situations, there at the end of the game, and we got to continue to either find out if he's tired, if he's where he's at the end of the game, if we need to put Wendell in there or put Darren in there, we'll find out more about that. But by no means am I down on Ryan at all. We just have to make sure that he understands that he can't obviously do that and put ourselves in a situation where we're giving the ball back to the opponent.
In both cases, on
the offensive line, did you make schematic or philosophical
throws? Did not. No, we actually went into this game very similar to the week before, and also under the mindset of potentially helping if we needed to help with protection, but. Actually, as the game went, we didn't do probably as much as the week before.
In both cases,
the Brian Matthews fumbles. It looked like he's fighting for yardage that, in that situation, that you could argue you guys don't really need it. You need him to get down. You need him to stay him down. Can you coach that, or is that just inherent in the guy?
It's an instinctive thing for a runner, obviously, to get as many yards as you can. But in that situation, you know, he was also fighting to get down. It was a 4-minute trying to protect the sideline, stay in bounds, all that. And then the secondary, you know, defender came in and punched the ball out. And, you know, just got to be cognizant of that. That's what defenses are instructed to do. And we have to hang on to the ball to be able to finish the game that way.
Also, you know, Carson didn't take a lot of 7-step drops. There weren't many deep throws. There were a lot of screens, play action, naked boots, that stuff. I mean, are you curtailing the offense a little bit, though, because perhaps the O-line, you know, there is certainly a personnel change?
To some extent, I would agree. But also utilizing our team's strengths and Carson's ability to throw out of the pocket. And he usually makes those throws. We had a couple to the left that were a little off the mark. But for the most part, feel like moving Carson around, and as much moving parts as we have in the offensive line, you know, with a lot of the zone stuff and back blocks and things like that, we just take advantage of an overactive defense sometimes. But you know, I don't necessarily curtail it to one particular player or, you know, if a position or something like that. It's just something that each week we take a look at and see how we can best defeat our opponent.
It's two games, Doug. His numbers have dropped down, I think around a 54% completion rate and a touchdown to 3 turnovers. What are you seeing out of the quarterback? What's he going through right now?
Well, he's still winning football games, you know, and that's obviously the ultimate stat. He missed some throws yesterday, and this is something that, you know, now as we get deeper into the season, he is a first-time starter. He's a rookie. And just the longevity now of the season, and we got to make sure that, or I got to make sure that, you know, we're keeping things very familiar for him, where he can just execute and play. You know, there were again a couple opportunities to make catches, and we didn't. Had a couple drops, so it would have helped in those situations. But you know, he continues to manage the game extremely well, and puts our team in good situations in the run game specifically. And, you know, in the passing game, we had some, you know, dialed up some quick game early, which are usually completion throws. Had a nice slant to Jordan early, and Nelson made a nice catch on a hitch route. So, you know, we continue to do that. And the other thing, too, is, you know, wanted to take advantage a little bit of, you know, Minnesota has an extensive third down blitz package, and so we were very cognizant of that going into this football game as well.
Is he banged up a little bit? I mean, Carson's taking some hits.
No, yeah, he's fine.
Do you have to calibrate a little bit when a 6'5 quarterback's handing off to a 5'6 running back to not give him the ball up here on the pads and give him lower?
It's all about. Yeah, you got to lower your eyes. You got to lower your target. You know, and it appeared the ball was actually slipping out of his hand on the fumble to Darren prior to the exchange, and something that Carson has to, you know, with a one-handed handoff like that, which we all do as quarterbacks, just got to make sure that we seat it properly and just know who the back is. And in Darren's case, you got to lower your target and your eyes and make sure you get a clean pocket. Yeah, you know, there were, you know, a little bit center, a lot of bit quarterback, actually. You know, it's something as a quarterback, he just took his eyes off the ball. I was looking at his read, whether it was a defensive line or a linebacker, and just didn't secure the football. Kelsey wasn't perfect. The balls were off to the right just a touch. And, you know, so it was a little bit of the center, a little bit more of the quarterback just taking his eyes off the ball.
With the offense struggling a little, is Carson is he trying to do too much, you think?
No. And no, he's not.
You can hear him at least in home games a lot. The kill comes across when you're watching the TV and stuff. Obviously you can't hear it when he's away. Is he able to do that yet at his level? Kill a play as easily as he can do it home because they can hear him? because it can use
that. Yeah, and it's also there's a signal attached to it usually, you know, a mechanical signal that the outside guys really don't need to hear the actual kill. The signal itself takes care of it. It's more for the inside, you know, the interior linemen, tight ends, and running backs to hear that and see that.
So on the road you had more penalties, it seemed, in that.
Well, they weren't due to that, though. They weren't due to that, no, not at all.
Frank Wright had said last week that those early hits, the pressure they took, Carson, that is, against the Redskins, it would have been hard for any quarterback not to have that affect him. And he said maybe mechanically there were some issues. Did we see that again yesterday? I know he didn't get his much earlier, but some of the...
No, you know, yeah, no, it's a matter of him just setting his target line a little bit better. Just something he's got to work through practice. That's why we practice and we work on these things, because it's, you think it would just be second nature for any player in the National Football League, but if we're not continuing to work on the little things, the detailed things and things that pay off in games, which setting the target line, especially throws to your left as a right-handed quarterback, setting your feet, you know, we just got to keep working that stuff. And this is where you set your lower body, your feet on your direct line to the receiver. You know, it's putting your lower body in position to make the throw, being able to drive off your back hip, especially when it's a clean pocket. And sometimes when your feet are not on the target line, you tend to throw high. You can tend to throw inside of a receiver, which we saw a little bit yesterday. So we got to just continue to drill it and drill it down to where you get in the game, and it's just it does become second nature.
How valuable has Brandon Grant been defensively?
Yeah, Brandon, he's a tremendous player, great team leader. He vowed yesterday not to be blocked, and he wanted to sort of redeem himself from the week before. He felt like himself personally didn't have a good game against Washington and wanted to make sure that he came out yesterday and helped our team win, did an outstanding job.
You guys have obviously played like your best games against teams like Pittsburgh and Minnesota, not so well against Washington and Detroit. Is that just part of like the inconsistencies with the young team?
I think some of it has to do with that. You know, I just think for whatever reason, you know, we obviously didn't have our best performance, you know, against Washington. Execution was not there. Detroit, you know, we had the lead late in the game, 2 minutes to go, and didn't finish the game offensively. So, you know, it takes a full 60-minute game, concentration, focus on your job, do your assignments, and come away with these wins. Learn how to finish at the end is something that you know, our guys have got to learn to do as the season goes on.
Is it effective, do you think? Yeah, I mean, I know you're going to try to get out of that, but do you think right at this point of the season, being on the road affects your team in a non-positive manner?
I'd rather be on the road early in the season, honestly, and have more home games towards the end of the year, I think, and especially here. With the weather starting to come in and all that, I think it just helps us, you know, a little bit down the stretch. But we just got to learn how to handle the road. I mean, it's a business trip. There can be some distractions with family and friends that come to games, and well, for whatever reason, and you know, just coaches and players have to learn to, you know, say, hey, we're here for a reason, and you know, we're trying to win a football game.
I had a much cleaner game his second time around. What do you think led to that?
I just think learning from the week before, quite honestly. He really, again, detailed his work during the week. He practiced extremely well. He used his hands better. He was able to calm the storm, so to speak, and played a fine football game. He played the type of game that we saw him, and he's very capable of doing, and now it's something that he can continue to build on.
You need more from your wide receivers?
I don't know. I mean, I think we need more from everybody, quite honestly. Tight ends, running backs, wide receivers, quarterback, O-line. I mean, we need everybody. And, you know, we had opportunities yesterday. There were some, you know, Again, we kind of kept ourselves in some third and long situations. You know, even though those 11 attempts we had, there were some, you know, over half of them were long yardage situations there. And, you know, we got to eliminate that. We had some penalties and early in the game, the turnovers. But we all just need to – we all need to step up. The one thing I will say is this, that it's a very unselfish group. This group is very unselfish. They don't fight for the ball. They don't ask for the ball. You know, whenever the ball comes their way, they do the best they can to make the play, and that's what we need. That's what we need to in order to win tough games like we did yesterday.
You've been aggressive these first six games in terms of fourth down, a two-point conversion. Yesterday, before you were head coach in the NFL, did you find yourself during games thinking how you would approach those situations and thinking, oh, you know, I think I actually would have tried?
I went, you know, you definitely put yourself in those situations when you know, as a coordinator, a position coach, you know, putting yourself in those spots, it's a lot easier when you're not making the decision, obviously, to go, oh, yeah, I would have gone for it there or not gone for it there. And now being in this position, it's, you know, it's my tail on the line if we don't convert. But, I've done that over my career, put myself in those situations.
Did you think you'd end up being, when it actually came time to be the head coach, did you think you would end up being as aggressive as you have been? Or is it strictly on the numbers you're getting from upstairs?
I think it's both. My personality is probably is a little more conservative by nature, I think. You'd probably agree with that. But, you know, I trust our guys. I trust the offensive line. I think it sends a great message to the rest of the team, to our defense, to special teams that, hey, you know, if we convert this and stay on the field, it sends a good message. And then on the other side of that, if you do convert, the message you send to the other team and the fact that you're going to stay aggressive and it's kind of a crazy deal when you're, you know, not great on third down, but you can be 5 for 5 on fourth down and convert. I mean, it's a weird deal, but it's credit to the guys, you know, for the execution. Obviously, you know, we dropped the ball or bobbled the snap yesterday and still converted. So, I'm gonna continue to look at it. And I don't ever want to be in a position, though. I don't want to jeopardize the team at that time. But I didn't feel like looking at the 5 fourth down decisions this year put us in any harm at that time.
With the running game, I think Ryan against the Browns and Wendell against Pittsburgh, the only games a back has had more than 12 carries in a game. Would you like to kind of establish, do you feel like you're running the ball enough when you kind of self-scout, and do you think there's a benefit in getting a back X number of carries to kind of get into a rhythm, and or is that overrated?
I probably lean more towards, I don't want Carson to throw the ball 35 times in a game or 40 times in a game. So I probably manage that one a little bit more than I do the run. I would lean more towards running the ball probably, with the runners that we have. And I don't necessarily get into, you know, Ryan's got to have X amount of touches or Darren's got to get X amount of touches. I think we just got by a committee, and collectively they do a good job. And we've been around that, you know, 100-yard mark, each week, so far, and it's been efficient. You know, we weren't as efficient necessarily, maybe running the ball yards per attempt and all that yesterday, but it was still against a good defense. Though we were still able to do some good things in the run game, so we're going to continue to do it. There are certain runs for certain running backs that we put in the game, but overall, it's going to be a sort of a running back by committee design.
You mentioned Graham's game. Barwin on the other side also had a step-up game, and he said he really needed one. You know, he's at the point of his career where people start, you know, is he still got one? So that was a big, big game for him. Could you talk about just what you saw from Connor Barwin yesterday?
Yeah, again, great explosion off the ball. His ability to push the pocket and collapse the pocket back to the quarterback. And Connor, just like Brandon, I mean, these are hustle effort guys all the way to the whistle, and that's what we saw yesterday. And I think, you know, to the man, if you talk to him, they'd all agree that they needed to play better. And you know, Connor prides himself in being a leader of this football team, as does Brandon, and as does Fletcher and all those guys up there. But yeah, I thought he played extremely well, and he's definitely an inspirational leader to that, you know, to that defensive line group. One more time. The reason felt like, you know, with Selleck in the game, we had a little more run pass kills based on some of the things that Minnesota had shown, you know, in the previous weeks, and so we wanted Selleck in there if it was a protection deal. But we were also okay, obviously, with him being able to run routes, things of that nature. So, plus it was another thing too, where we felt like keeping them. We played a little bit more in our three tight ends and heavier packages a little bit more in some certain situations too, because we were really coming off the ball as an offensive unit and getting some positive yards in the run game. But some of that design was based on some of the run kill pass checks that we had in the game.
Is that because he's a rookie, or is that just your offensive philosophy?
It's a little of both. And I also feel like at this level, and can he do that? Yeah, he could do that. And if we're going to have to probably do that at some point this season and throw the ball, you know, to win the game. I just feel like if we're not being real efficient on first and second down meaning running the ball, play action pass, moving the quarterback, moving his launch points. You know, if we're not good at that and we're not being efficient there, then you can expose your quarterback to more hits than you need. And right now, I'm trying to build and gain, you know, try to build his confidence each and every week. And I thought our guys yesterday did an outstanding job of no sacks against a team that had 19 coming in, protected him, kept him clean, and it just gives him confidence now and gives our whole unit confidence moving forward and then coming away, even with the four turnovers and the negative plays that we had, still having the ability to win that football game. Thanks, guys.